A union that represents cleaners, janitors, and other service workers in Connecticut says their members are now frontline workers and they need better support to do their jobs. WSAG's Ebong Udama reports.
Rochelle Palash is with SEIU Local 32BJ in Connecticut. She says her members need personal protective equipment, training, and hazard pay so they can do their job safely.
Our cleaning members who continue to work, they're looking to the federal government or state for particularly hazard pay. Our security officers are now being asked to take the temperature of tenants as they're coming into the building. That's not what they signed up for.
Palash is a member of Governor Ned Lamont's Reopened Connecticut Advisory Group. She spoke at the last public roundtable of the group's community committee. The advisory group is now disbanded. So far, 26 unionized service workers in Connecticut have lost their lives to COVID-19. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.